GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and you're a mean one, Mr. Hicks.
You're a mean one.
Money man, Tom Hicks.
This is my all-time favorite Christmas song.
Is it?
It is.
How long is the pole with which the announcer would not touch the Grinch?
I think it's a 20-foot pole.
39 and a half foot. Tom Hicks is the money man from J.T. Hicks & Company with locations all up and down the coast of Maine. And he says, hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
As we're ready for the holiday shopping season. And are you here to rain or freezing rain in our parade?
No. I'm just going to add the voice of moderation to holiday cheer this year.
That is a different. Some people have a different interpretation when you say moderation and holiday cheer.
Moderation.
Speaking of holiday cheer, I was told recently I look like I'm in the third stage of Santa Claus. Now, you might be interested, what's the first stage of Santa Claus, which is, when you're a child, of course, you believe in Santa Claus, and then you have children, and then you become Santa Claus. And the third stage is when you begin to look like Santa Claus.
You do not have a belly like a bowl full of jelly.
Well, not anymore. Not anymore, I don't. Yeah. But, but anyway.
There's a little gray in the beard, but.
No, gray.
Yeah, it's a lot of gray in the beard now, Anyway.
We tend to overspend, or some tend to overspend, because you just want to shower your kids and your family with love. And love is prizes and packages, boxes and bags.
Yeah, but. Money and love are really different, And I had someone
from
tell
your
me
your lips to my wife's ears.
There you go. And I had someone in my life that once told me that said, do you know, Tom, how a child spells love? No, I presume it's L-O-V-E. And she said, no, it's T-I-M-E.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Right.
Right? Time.
Time.
So
I feel bad.
Well,
I'm going to play that song Cats in the Cradle now.
and we'll all be a little weepy. And,
Well, right? This Christmas through the years, years ago, really.
Yeah.
You got one or two gifts for Christmas.
Yeah.
And there were things on the tree and that was it.
Yeah.
I go into my grandchildren's house on Christmas Day. I need a GPS to get through the package.
Right, yeah.
I have seen kids on Christmas Day get bored of opening. Oh, I don't want to open it. I want to stop playing. We've given them, we really have gone overboard, haven't we?
Well, we really have. And I think it used to be worse, I guess, maybe in my mind, as thinking back to my childhood, but I can remember my father talking about things like, well, it was a good Christmas if you got things like oranges,
Yeah, right in the toe of your stocking,
right
where it is.
Yeah, and he did tell the story that he once got a lump of coal, and my grandmother confirmed it. So
that's not good.
No, it was probably not a good year for Dad. But anyway, so
as we approach the holiday season. Just based on what you said, before we take out the plastic, we should think about spending time with those that we love, and maybe that'll be a better, more memorable gift.
Absolutely. I think that's absolutely true. You can plan to spend time instead of money with your family. And I think that's a great way to, to look at it. You're still going to go out and you're going to buy some gifts, right? We all have people in our lives that we have to, do that for. We're going to put some things, some trinkets and stockings and stuff like that. But having that in mind, as I'm the man with a plan, right?
Indeed.
So you really need to have a budget. And George, I know you got a lot of people you're probably buying for, grandchildren and family and things like that. Is that?
I got so many grandchildren around, great grandchildren that
he can have his own daycare.
I'm afraid I'll run into one and won't know who they are.
Oh, there you go. That's, one of the things I'm always concerned about, and I absolutely will buy locally when I can, but I'm a big Amazon guy. I like Amazon, right? So I think it's going to be really easy for us to pull out our plastic, because you can't spend cash, insofar as I know, on Amazon, unless, you know, it's Bitcoin or something like that. But so there's you can't really pay with cash. So you have to use that debit card or the credit card. And I think it's going to be all too easy while you're sitting at that computer screen clicking, you know, add to cart, you know, that you, when you get to the end, you might be a little shy. Whoa, how much am I spending? But if you're doing it in increments, like, you know, maybe I'll sit down today and I'll order two or three things, and then tomorrow two or three things, that we might end up spending a lot more money. And that's really easy to let that credit card get out of control.
So having a plan and doing it all at once will cause you to keep a closer eye on just how much you're spending compared to doing a little.
Yeah, that's what I think. Because when you get to, you know, when you get to that end, the checkout, I'm ready to check out, right? Then you see what's in your cart and they give you a total right there with, you know, including tax and so on. So, you know, when you sit down, have a budget in mind. And now it's a little bit, you know, we're a little bit behind the curve here already for the holiday season, but you can start planning for next holiday season, and you can sock a little bit of money away in, as I do, so much of every paycheck goes into my savings account, and that's for rainy days and unplanned expenses and holiday giving. So I have the money. As soon as the credit card bill comes in, I'm going to transfer it from savings right to my credit card bill, and we're done. But I have a plan in mind of how much I'm going to spend on each of my loved ones.
Yeah, you do need a plan. Gift cards have made my life a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I learned about kids, and not for the little ones. The little ones, you're going to come up with something.
Right.
But for those that are, what is the one thing the kid wants to do after he's opened all his presents and everything?
Play with a box.
Well, no, he wants to go to the movies. He wants to go skiing. They want to go skiing.
Right.
So you're not going to insult them with iTunes cards. You're not going to insult them with... So that solved 90% of my problems. Now, the little ones, I'm with you. I shop the easy way. Send emails to their parents and said, pick something out. And I order it from Amazon. I mean, that's the easiest way.
Yeah.
But it isn't like the old days when, gee, Dad, I want a bike. All right, so you got the bike, and that kind of solved the problem. That doesn't work so much anymore. And then the electronic stuff, which I don't even understand most of it,
right,
can be pricey as heck.
Mm-hmm.
Rick probably knows better than I, because he's got kids running around.
I
got to
be honest.
Stuff.
I surrendered, and this is something we got to touch on before this segment ends. Okay,
yeah.
I surrendered the checkbook to my wife.
Yeah,
because she couldn't take my handling the finances.
Uh-huh.
Those were dark days.
When you were doing it.
When I was doing it.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to write. I got $5 left. I'm going to pay extra on the oil bill, and we'll have tomato soup and crackers for supper tonight and tomorrow night. Okay. And she said, I'm not living like this.
Uh-huh.
You may have a plan, but if you're married, you got to be evenly yoked. You've got to have the missus or the mister in your life, hopefully signing off to the same plan. Otherwise, one of you could bust open the piggy
right.
bank. Now, I'm not asking you for marital advice, unless you have some to share, Mr. Hicks.
Well, you know. No. I don't have any marital advice.
That's been the best 3 seconds of the show so far right there.
You're always right, dear. Yes.
Right.
Yes, dear.
But
yes,
does dear. Mrs. Hicks arm wrestle you for the checkbook when it comes time to shop?
Not at all. You know, we have a very specific agreement that we stick to, and we divide the bills, and she pays, you know, basically half, and I pay basically half. Mm-hmm. And we have a plan when it comes to the holidays, not just about money, but about time as well. And so we set a specific spending amount,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, this is what we're going to limit our giving to. And last year we said we were going to limit it to $100, and we stayed within the budget. She got one gift for like $99.99, something like that.
That close
which
to
was
the edge.
Which was a new golf bag, and I got tools. You know, so it all turned out. So having a plan with your spouse and setting that budget and literally writing it down to say, we're, you know, Susie and Stevie and, you know, all of our children and, you know, whoever we're going to buy for, you know, having that budget laid out, then you have a plan so you can measure, you know, you can measure your spending against that plan. So I think that's a good idea. The other thing we did was budgeting our time, right? So Rick, you have a young family, so I imagine there's probably some Christmas choral presentation or maybe a Christmas play or there's all these things that that happen. And we tend to stress ourselves out at the holidays by overscheduling ourselves. And I think it's okay to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I've just got, you know, we tend to stress ourselves out with all of these sort of holiday gatherings and things that we have to, you know, we're invited to, and we just simply can't do everything, and we shouldn't feel like we have to. And sometimes you might have to say, you know, I'm sorry, I really can't. Maybe next year, you know. So
We spend Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I have to travel a little bit, you know, this group and that group, but we're kind of separated out. But the office parties, you know, I have two.
Right.
And I limit it to two. There are going to be two, and that's it.
Yeah.
I get invited to, you know, gee, why don't you come over to our...
Right.
No. I don't need to do more than two. I'm going to do two this year, and that's it.
Well, you know, we did something kind of novel that was really suggested by our staff. We used to have a holiday company dinner where I would take everybody out to dinner at, you know, a specific kind of place. And we all felt kind of the same way after time, like we're just overscheduled. We got so much going on in the holiday season. So we have our company holiday dinner in October. After the October 15th deadline, and we were at Evinrude's this year.
Oh, nice.
There was a whole bunch of, I think I had...
Did you get that salad with the strawberries and the feta?
I don't remember. I know what I had was really good. Yeah. I just don't remember. I think it was prime rib. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. It was prime rib.
Did you sit in the safe room that they have?
No. They had us like right out in the middle of all the chaos, you know, that particular night. But... you know, so there's 20, you know, 20 people. I remember what it cost me too. Like with tip and everything, it was like $900.
Why is your hand shaking?
Why is my hand shaking?
Yeah. Do you smell toast right now? Is your left arm numb?
That's right. I didn't actually sign the check for that one. My practice manager did, you know.
Did they take that? Tom, you don't want to see this. Just hand it.
Yeah, that's right. Here comes the server and Sherry's like waving her hand. Like, bring it over to me. Bring it to me. You know, so.
I've seen some in other places that... they wish they hadn't had.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you got to be a little careful at holiday parties.
Yeah. Well, usually when they say, this is where we're going to have our holiday party, I say, can you drive through there? Do they have a drive through?
Would you like fries with that?
Or can we eat in?
That's going to cost more.
Yeah.
If you have.
That's right.
One last piece of advice before we run out of time. What do you have for us as we approach the holidays?
You know, it's we are so close to the holidays, and you know, oftentimes, like I said, we get stressed out because we're overscheduled, or maybe we have to deal with family that we don't have to deal with at the other times of the year. But you could start now to make your plan for the holidays for 2020. You could start your plan to how I'm going to save money so that I don't have to go to my credit card. And I don't have to look at getting depressed when that bill comes in January.
Yeah.
I could start now.
That could be a good bargaining chip to your spouse to say, look, all right, this one's already set in stone and you go ahead and do this. But next year, I'm just calling it that we should do this and we're going to do this next year.
Right.
Use it as a bargaining chip.
Right.
I was considered a great holiday season, great holiday shopping season, at least, when I don't have any bills coming after January 1.
And that's a good thing, right?
Everything's got to be, that's been my mantra for the last 10 years.
Right.
Whatever I'm going to do is done.
Right.
And by the 31st of December, there's nothing after January 1.
There you go.
Well, except my bill going south.
Right.
That's going to come.
Right. But at least, you know, if you stick to your budget, you know what's coming in January. This is not, you know, not going to be a like, oh my gosh, what did we do? This is crazy.
Nothing
you
worse
know?
Than paying your Christmas bills in April and May and June.
Yeah.
Nothing so, worse.
You know, the average consumer this year, according to the National Retail Association, will spend $1,200 just on Christmas. So, you know, and many.
Now my left arm is numb, right. Man. I smell toast.
So is that
if you're,
all?
If you're just making minimum payments, you know, on your credit card, you're still paying off last year's Christmas.
Oh, don't.
Mr. Grinch.
Not really looking like Santa, but offering some sage advice for those who are naughty and nice about what to do with your wallet, with your purse, with your pocketbook as we approach the holidays. Tom Hicks with J.T. Hicks & Company with locations all up and down the coast of Maine. He says, hey now.
Hey now.
Thanks for being a part of THRT this morning, sir.
Happy to be here.
Paul Tormey, your mate, will join us again next week. He's from Bangor Savings Bank, the money man on THRT.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.